All right, so picture this. It's the 1990s, and you're in a courtroom, right? But instead of some serious legal drama, the star witness is, well, a cartoon camel.
Old Joe.
Old Joe, exactly. Sounds kind of crazy, right? But this is a real case. Mangini v. R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Co., and it wasn't a joke. This thing went all the way to the California Supreme Court. We're talking about some serious legal muscle flexing over tobacco advertising aimed specifically at teenagers.
And the really big question here, the core issue is, where does the power lie? Could California, a state, tell these big tobacco companies, hey, back off, you can't market to our kids like that? Or is that something only the federal government could control? That's where this idea of federal preemption comes in. It's about who gets to call the shots, legally speaking.
You got it. And for everyone listening, especially those of you thinking about a career in law, this deep dive is going to be eye-opening. Mangini isn't just some weird legal footnote in history. It's a textbook example of how state laws and federal laws can clash, especially when we're talking about protecting, vulnerable groups like teenagers. We're going to see how legal minds strategize around advertising, public health, the whole shebang. So, where do we even begin with this deep dive? What's on the agenda?
We've got to start with the basics. Who is Janet Mangini, the plaintiff? What were her accusations against R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco giant behind Old Joe? And there were some truly alarming claims about how that Old Joe Camel campaign affected teen smoking rates. It's pretty wild. Then we'll retrace the case's steps, how it moved through the courts from the trial level all the way up. And of course, we can't ignore the big elephant in the room, federal preemption. How did that legal concept play out in this whole mess? Finally, we'll take a look at what the California Supreme Court decided and why it mattered so much.
All right, let's break it down. First things first, who exactly is Janet Mangini and what was the heart of her case against R.J. Reynolds?
So, Janet Mangini was just an individual who decided to take on, big tobacco. Her lawsuit had two main prongs, two causes of action in legal terms. One was about unlawful, unfair business practices. The second was unjust enrichment and imposition of a constructive trust. Basically, what she was saying was R.J. Reynolds, with their Old Joe Cannell ads, weren't just engaging in regular marketing. She claimed this campaign was deliberately and specifically designed to hook teenagers on cigarettes.
And I remember there being some pretty shocking statistics thrown around, right? About how many underage kids were smoking Camels.
Oh, yeah, the numbers are pretty alarming. Mangini's lawsuit cited some data suggesting that back in 1988, only a tiny fraction, like 0.5%, of underage smokers preferred Camel cigarettes. But fast forward just a few years to 1992, and that number had skyrocketed to something between 25% and 33%. She argued that this huge jump, and I mean, it's a massive increase, was directly because of the Old Joe Camel campaign. It was a wildly successful campaign, but her argument was it was successful because it was intentionally targeting young people.
So, what was Mangini actually asking the court to do about this? What did she want to happen?
What she really wanted was an injunction. That's basically a court order that forces R.J. Reynolds to stop using the Old Joe Camel ads, immediately. She argued that this was the only way to stop what she saw as ongoing unfair business practices and to prevent R.J. Reynolds from essentially profiting off of marketing to kids who couldn't legally buy their product.
So the trial court heard all this and they dismissed the case. Seems like a pretty big setback right out of the gate. What was their reasoning there?
It all boiled down to federal preemption. The trial court agreed with R.J. Reynolds' argument that the Federal Cigarette Labeling and Advertising Act, FCLAA for short, already covered this ground. Their view was that since federal law already regulated cigarette advertising, California, as a state, couldn't pile on more rules, at least not in this specific way.
But of course, it didn't end there, right? The case got appealed.
Oh, absolutely. Mangini wasn't giving up that easily. She appealed that trial court dismissal, and the Court of Appeal actually reversed it. Now, they initially agreed that those two original causes of action might be preempted. However, they spotted a loophole, a critical distinction. They said Mangini could amend, tweak her complaint to specifically focus on the argument that those Old Joe Camel ads were designed to get minors to buy cigarettes illegally.
So it was all about the framing. Not just that the ads were bad or promoting an unhealthy habit, but that they were encouraging something illegal, kids buying cigarettes. And ultimately, how did the California Supreme Court rule on that?
Well, they sided with Mangini. They upheld the Court of Appeals decision. Basically, they rejected that preemption argument, too. This was a big win for Mangini. And everyone who wanted to see tighter controls on tobacco advertising aimed at young people.
Okay, let's unpack this whole federal preemption thing, because it seems like that's the linchpin of the entire case. What does it actually mean, especially in this context?
Right, so federal preemption is basically the idea that sometimes federal law overrules state law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if the feds say one thing, states can't contradict it with their own laws. And in this case, the FCLAA, that Federal Cigarette Labeling and Advertising Act, specifically Section 1334B, has what's called an express preemption clause. It says, straight up, no requirement or prohibition based on smoking and health shall be imposed under state law with respect to the advertising or promotion of any cigarettes.
So it sounds like states have their hands tied when it comes to regulating cigarette ads, if those regulations are about, you know, the health risks of smoking.
Yeah, that's one way to read it. And there's been a lot of legal back and forth about how broadly to interpret it. There's this landmark case, Cipollone v. Liggett Group, Inc., back in 1992, that really clarified things. The Supreme Court in Cipollone took a narrower view. They said a state law claim is only preempted if it hinges on a duty that's specifically based on smoking and health and directly connected to cigarette ads or promotions.
Which brings us back to Mangini. Was her argument that R.J. Reynolds was going after minors with these ads about smoking and health, which would likely mean federal law wins out, or was it something else entirely? Like maybe just a regular unfair business practice under California law? That seems like the million-dollar question.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the puzzle the courts had to solve. Was Mangini at heart trying to regulate cigarette ads because of, you know, the dangers of smoking, which might fall under federal jurisdiction? Or was she zeroing in on a different kind of harm? Like, the potentially illegal act of tricking underage kids into buying cigarettes.
So what did the California Supreme Court decide? What was their logic in backing Mangini up on this preemption issue?
Well, the majority opinion, written by Justice Arabian, made a big distinction. They stressed that California wasn't primarily concerned with, like, protecting people from getting sick from smoking. Their argument was the core issue was the state's responsibility to stop unfair competition. Specifically, the act of targeting minors who can't legally buy cigarettes and trying to get them to do something illegal.
That's interesting. It shifts the whole debate away from the health risks and onto the legality of the purchase itself.
Exactly. And the court reasoned that if you ban ads that are specifically designed to encourage these illegal purchases by minors, that creates a clear rule, a standard that doesn't actually clash with federal law. Federal law deals with things like, you know, health warnings on packs of cigarettes, but it doesn't say it's okay to target kids for illegal sales. So, in the court's view, state law in this instance was addressing a completely different problem.
Did the court consider what Congress had in mind when they originally passed that Federal Cigarette Labeling and Advertising Act? Did they try to figure out what the lawmakers intended?
Oh, definitely. They looked into the legislative history of the FCLAA, even referenced things like Senate reports and the 1992 Alcohol, Drug Abuse, and Mental Health Administration Act. Their analysis suggested that Congress didn't explicitly say that states couldn't pass laws specifically designed to stop minors from being tempted to break the law in this specific scenario. In fact, there was even some later federal legislation that seemed to emphasize how important it was to protect vulnerable groups like kids.
Were there any, like, key quotes from the majority opinion that really sum up their thinking on this?
Oh, yeah, there are a couple that stand out. Justice Arabian wrote, "The predicate duty here is not to advertise illegal conduct, not to protect health." That's a pretty clear statement about how they were differentiating the issue. And he also said, states retain police power to safeguard minors from being induced to break the law.
Mm-hmm.
That really highlights their view that states have a fundamental right, a duty even, to protect children, and this case fell under that authority, rather than being purely about regulating smoking from a health standpoint.
So they drew a pretty firm line in the sand there. What about other opinions? Did all the justices agree on this reasoning?
Well, Justice Lucas wrote a concurring opinion. He agreed with the majority's decision, but he really hammered home California's role as parens patriae. That's a fancy legal term, but it basically means the state acts like a parent, a guardian, especially for those who can't protect themselves, like children. He argued that this narrow interpretation of federal preemption that the majority went with was completely in line with this long-standing principle of states protecting kids from harm and illegal stuff. He felt like this historical context really bolstered the argument against preemption in this particular case.
So let's zoom out a bit. For anyone listening who's interested in law, what's the big lesson for Mangini? Why is this case important beyond just the whole old Joe Camel thing?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest takeaway is this. Mangini basically solidified the power of states to regulate advertising that targets minors, even in areas where the federal government has some skin in the game. like tobacco. It made it clear that states can use their unfair competition laws to stop companies from encouraging kids to do illegal things. And those state laws, the court said, are less likely to be overridden by federal laws that are mostly focused on, say, health warnings or the health risks of a product.
So it kind of set a precedent that could apply to other situations too, right?
Exactly. Mangini opened the door for lawsuits against not just the tobacco industry, but maybe other industries too. Think vaping, alcohol, anything that markets itself in a way that might be harmful to kids. It established the idea that state laws trying to prevent companies from pushing kids towards illegal behavior are likely to stand up, even if there are federal regulations on the product itself.
And this all ties into that broader idea of federalism, the balance of power between states and the federal government.
100%. Mangini is a perfect example of how states can address very specific problems within their borders without stepping on the toes of federal law, as long as their regulations are carefully crafted and don't directly contradict what the feds are doing. In this case, California wasn't saying, we get to decide what health warnings go on cigarette packs, which is a federal thing. They were saying, this unfair business practice targeting kids to break the law, that's our turf. And what really set it apart was that they went after the illegal behavior that was being encouraged, not the health risks of smoking itself. That's the key difference from the Cipollone case, where those failure to warn claims were preempted.
Okay, so if we had to boil it all down, the California Supreme Court in Mangini v. R.J. Reynolds basically said California can use its own laws against unfair business practices to try to shut down old Joe Camel because those ads were supposedly targeting minors and encouraging them to buy cigarettes illegally, and federal law about cigarette advertising didn't prevent them from doing that.
Yeah, that's a great summary. The whole case really came down to how the court interpreted that preemption clause and whether California's interest in stopping companies from getting kids to break the law was different enough from federal concerns about smoking and health.
This has been a really fascinating look at a landmark case. It's amazing how something as seemingly simple as a cartoon camel can lead to such a complex legal battle about state versus federal power and the whole issue of protecting young people.
It really goes to show that even the most unexpected things can end up in court, raising all sorts of important legal questions.
So for all our listeners out there, especially those of you diving into the world of law, think about this. The way advertising works is changing all the time, especially online. And we're still debating how to regulate potentially harmful products, especially when it comes to marketing to young people. What new legal challenges might pop up that echo those big ideas from Mangini? It's something to think about as you continue your legal journey. And hey, if this has piqued your interest, dig deeper into Mangini, check out the Cipollone decision, and explore the whole legal framework of federalism and preemption. This stuff is fundamental to understanding how businesses operate within the law and how states protect their citizens.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Understanding these concepts can really open your eyes to the legal battles happening all around us, even if they don't involve cartoon camels.
Exactly. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you then.